word on Today FM.
Marian McKeown, Carl Thomas with us from the States. And Carl, if I can start with you, are we seeing the benefits for Donald Trump of his presidential election victory in the announcement today that his sentencing in the New York hush money case in which he was convicted has been called off?
Yes, it's not a surprise, Matt, especially after the Supreme Court's partial immunity ruling this past summer. I think the judge just didn't feel that he wanted to get into it. I think all the cases now, the Jack Smith case, the federal case has gone away. He's decided not to move forward. The only one remaining now is the Fannie Willis case out of Georgia on election interference. And she said she's going to proceed, but I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, nobody's going to support, I don't think, except the most extreme elements in our politics, the prosecution of a sitting president, which our Justice Department has long believed and long ruled is something they're not going to do.
Okay, there's lots of things to get through, so I'm going to go through them quickly. Let's talk a little about Robert F. Kennedy, Marian, because I suppose the photograph of the week is from the private aircraft carrying Donald Trump and son Donnie Jr. and Elon Musk and Robert F. Kennedy all eating from McDonald's, and the look of horror on Kennedy's face. I wondered, did he actually get ill, or did he just pose with the food without eating it, Marian?
Well, you know, I think that the big takeaway, no pun intended, from that picture is that Robert F. Kennedy is willing to do whatever it takes. That Robert F. Kennedy is a person who likes publicity more than principles. He likes self-promotion more than either of those two. And he wants to be on that plane with that group of people. And he will probably eat a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken for dessert if Trump asks him to do so. I foresee all of these big bromances that are going on at the moment with R.F. Kennedy and Musk and all these, they're all headed for a clash sooner or later. These are all people with outsized egos and very few principles. And, you know, none of this is probably going to end well. And I suspect Kennedy probably has an acute case of indigestion as we speak. But it really shows he's the guy who's been going on about, you know, the additives, the sort of big agriculture, etc., junk food killing kids. And he has points.
Which are not bad points, Marian. He actually, yeah, in relation to food, makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, you have to grant him that, because a lot of what he says about additives and about chemicals in food and about the way that big ag, you know, puts pesticides on everything unnecessarily and antibiotics for farm animals, a lot of that really makes sense. But then we see his lack of commitment. You literally see it there in the photograph that, you know, all of this has got him an audience, it's got him a base, just like his anti-vax stuff. Let's not forget that when he and his wife invited people around to their Christmas party in 2021, they said they had to be vaccinated against COVID, despite all of his railing about the COVID vaccines. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a phony. And as I say, he will do whatever it takes to ensure he stays in the limelight, because that's where he likes it.
Indeed. There are listeners pointing out, Carl, that there's a lot of chemicals added to Americans' food that are banned in Europe, and that Robert F. Kennedy is on the right track there. But it's the anti-vax stuff which I think horrifies a lot of people. I mean, you must be, I'm not giving your age away here, but old enough to remember the impact of polio, for example, and just how transformative vaccines like the polio vaccine has been to public health, not just in the United States, but around the world.
Yes, and measles and so many other things have protected children. We all get these shots when we're babies, and protected them from illness and death, and they've been great things. Marion's right. Kennedy has a number of truths, but they're wrapped in all of these enigmas. The United States is 16th in the world, I read on one webpage, when it comes to obesity. We eat too much. We're overweight. If Kennedy wants a role model, he should look to his uncle, John F. Kennedy, who made physical fitness something very cool for America. Going to the gym, working out, losing weight, being careful about too much alcohol, giving up smoking, and all these other things to care for the human body. JFK had it right. It was I remember the campaign. It was very cool to go to the gym and work out, to jog, and all of the rest.
I think so. Lots of jogging he did, some of it horizontal.
I'm not going there, but if you want to go into that, some of these other things, which I think you will, with Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth, and we could talk about that too.
Well, indeed, let's talk about that, because how is Matt Gaetz going to get the Attorney General's job, Marian, with the revelations that are coming forward?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because what I was hearing today and yesterday was that Trump is making calls about a couple of these nominations. There's a view that he could care less about Tulsi Gabbard. He thinks she's a bit of a nut. So if she doesn't get it, you know, he doesn't mind that much. And almost likewise with Robert F. Kennedy, that these are not hills he's prepared to die on, that he figures that the debt has now been discharged with the nominations. But apparently he has been phoning up every senator on Capitol Hill, every Republican repeatedly about Matt Gaetz and saying, I want this guy as Attorney General. You better vote for him. So it seems that he is much more invested in making sure Matt Gaetz becomes the Attorney General. And as I said, the other two, you know, it seems like he could take relief. He also really wants Pete Hegseth. Now, it's astonishing to me that three cabinet members already have been at least accused of sexual misconduct, serious sexual misconduct. And of course, we will have a president who was found to be liable for rape in a civil court in order to pay a substantial amount of money to E. Jean Carroll. So this is what we're looking at in the future. So it goes without saying that Trump isn't particularly bothered by the allegations against Matt Gaetz. But this, as we said last week, this ethics report will come out. There was a report an hour ago in the New York Times saying that a hacker had gotten information from the lawyers involved that a file had been hacked. This will come out, but I'm not sure that it will stop Matt Gaetz from becoming Attorney General, because Trump can either do a recess appointment, he can make him an acting Attorney General for 18 months or 2 years, or he can just use the force of his bullying and personality to say to all these senators, you vote for him or else you'll be primaried. And this is already what Tommy Tuberville said. Now, Lisa Murkowski isn't up for election until 2028, but most of the others are looking at elections in 2026, and they don't want to be on the wrong side of Trump.
And then what do you make, Carl, of Tulsi Gabbard as Director of National Intelligence, who has now been described by some people as essentially a Russian asset?
Yeah, well, that's kind of funny. There's some of those people who are describing her as a Russian asset were also accusing Trump in 2016 of being a Russian stooge. I think she's completely unqualified. She's been linked to a very strange religious cult whose leader is treated by its members as godlike. She, until recently, was a Democrat, a member of Congress from Hawaii. She is cozied up to the Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad, and she has spoken well about many things regarding Russia, and so has Trump, for that matter, as well. So I think she's a terrible pick. I think I agree with Marion, the Matt Gaetz thing is not going to go through. All it takes is, I think, five senators to oppose him, and he won't get it. I write in my column for Thursday the importance of vetting for these Senate committees for the various cabinet levels to interview under oath all of these people. And I think while Gaetz and Hegseth and others have not been charged with any crime, it is important for these senators to do their constitutional duty and interview them under oath about their behavior and their beliefs.
Moving on a little bit, Marion, what about Donald Trump's plans for when he gets into office? This plan to declare a national emergency and use military for mass deportations.
Yeah, and you know, he can legally do that. Now, the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, has is geared up. It's got about 500 lawyers working on various types of challenges, even, you know, in anticipation of this. But if he decides to declare a national emergency, it will go ahead. You know, there's very little that anybody can do to stop that. And then he can use the military for these mass deportations. We have already seen that the private sector is gearing up and chomping at the bit. A lot of these private security firms who already run private prisons in the US and private detention centres. Their operation procedures are very controversial in a number of instances. So this looks like it could be really serious. And Judicial Watch, which is a conservative outlet, said that there were reports about using military assets, and Trump said true. So we have him confirming that that's what he wants. The big things, I think, for him that he wants to hit the ground running are mass deportations. Now, I don't think anybody believes that he will deport 11 million undocumented people, immigrants who are in the States. But I think he wants a big flashy start. He's going to want to get out sort of people who are criminals, parade, you know, doing perp walks onto planes or whatever and down to detention centres. And I think then it's unworkable. His plan is completely unworkable. Now, he can and should, I don't think anybody will object if criminals, you know, who have come into America are deported out immediately. I don't see anything wrong with that. So I think he'll probably do that initially, make it high profile, but I don't see where it goes after that. I don't see how logistically and economically and every other way, never mind the human rights aspects and the human suffering, that he can get 1-2 million people a year out of America. I just don't see it happening.
Do you think he'll try, Carl? Just even for the optics have been seen to try.
Yes, I do. And, you know, a country has a right to protect its borders. I think he's going to finish the wall. I think the criminals will be deported. He'll be in touch with sheriffs and other people in states and local communities. Look, I just took out my passport to remind me. The last time I was in Ireland just a couple of months ago when I saw you, Matt, there's a stamp on the passport that says I'm only allowed to stay in Ireland for 90 days. I can't receive any benefits and I can't work for a living. I'm fine with that. Ireland is a sovereign nation. It has a right to determine who comes in, how long they stay, and whether the taxpayers in Ireland should pay any money to people who are there illegally and are not citizens. So I think the same thing that is true for the United States. And I agree with Mary. I'm not going to do all 11 million, but I think the people do want the border control and they want to get rid of the criminals.
Yeah, just so people just wanted us to clarify that Trump was not found liable for rape, but was found liable for sexual assault in the E. Jean Carroll case, and fair enough right to make that qualification. Carl, I'll start with you on our last one, though. What do you make of Joe Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to start using US-made missiles for firing into Russian territory, not just in the defense of Ukrainian territory?
Right. This will feed his critics who believe that so much of the military-industrial complex is always looking for new wars and escalation. I think it's a huge mistake because Biden is going to be out of office by January 20th. This should have been done in consultation with the incoming Trump administration. Putin has signed a law, not that it was any problem passing it, to allow him to use nuclear weapons in this conflict. I mean, I think we're very close to World War III here. Extremely dangerous. And I would ask, if Biden thinks that this is something that is worth doing now, why didn't he do it 3 or 4 months ago when the circumstances were similar?
Okay, because I think it's a case as well, isn't it, Marion, of Donald Trump Jr. accusing Biden of trying to start World War III before his father comes into office, also saying that the welfare checks for Zelensky will end within the next 50 or so days. What's going on, do you think, Marion?
I think that we're just headed into a very, very chaotic and dangerous period. And the fact that Donald Trump Jr., who I've, you know, seen, unfortunately, more times than I wished I had to at various events over the years, for 8 years now, is an unguided missile. And the fact that he's now in the inner circle where he was never before, I think is very, very dangerous. I think that, you know, Europe is going to have to step up. There's Trump, this notion that he will bring peace about in, you know, 24 hours or on day one or whatever is absolute nonsense. And I think that he will see the limits of his influence with Putin very, very quickly. It's how that is, you know, found out and how that comes about that's really worrying. Can I just say, Matt, going back to the allegation against E. Jean Carroll, the judge involved, Lewis Kaplan, ruled in August when Trump tried to have a counterclaim against her that the jury verdict showed that the rape allegation was substantially true and dismissed the counterclaim. That was what I was referring to. So apologies if there was any lack of clarity on my part.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Marion McKeown and Carl Thomas.
The Last Word on Today FM.